For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Monica, would you like to talk about the first bare-knuckle fighting, official legal. Bare-knuckle fighting?
That's happening Saturday.
Or would you like to talk about the... I think I know where you're going to go with this. I haven't read this full story, so you're going to have to bear with me on it. Or the guy that got caught with the shower head in his...
In the unholiest of areas.
You know what? Do me a favor. Let me pre-read that story again first before we do that. And then...
We'll do both, but we'll get to that one second. You're right, because it should be
maybe in the next segment we'll get to that one.
The most unholiest.
Oh, boy. I just saw the x-rays.
Oh, boy.
That thing is reaching.
Wasn't one of those big shower heads with all the little holes that come out, like a rain? It's called rainforest or something?
That thing is reaching right up to the vertebrae.
Oh.
We should just do this story. It's got to be. It's written in the paper, right? It can't be written badly.
Okay, here's the headline.
Yeah, go with it.
Man has 6-inch shower head removed from the
backside.
Back dough.
Back dough.
Really?
From the back dough. Good news is he was not an American guy. This is not a Florida story. So congratulations for dodging that.
It's a Florida and America.
He's originally from Florida. This just didn't happen in Florida.
No, this is Dateline India. The 26-year-old from India. Meanwhile. I feel like in the United States, at this point in time, if you decided to stick the shower head in there, that people really wouldn't, you know, blink twice at it. I mean, we'd do a story, we'd have a good time with it, and then we'd move on from it. But I'm guessing in India, he's about to be stoned to death.
Oh, jeez.
But he had to detach the PVC pipe connecting the shower head to the wall in order to get to the hospital.
Oh, how do you... Turn
what?
Around, like,
so
you have
think
to turn
about
around?
This. He's got the shower head right there,
but the shower
right?
head's up here.
But it's detached.
Oh, detachable.
So
oh.
It's one of those ones where it's got, so yeah, it's up on the thing, but you can move it around and, you know.
Yes, you can.
So you pull it down, but it's still connected by wire. So you have to detach that.
Mm-hmm.
And now basically you're going to the hospital with a tail. Right?
You idiot.
And you're naked from the waist down because you can't put pants on.
Well, I mean, I guess you can put pants on.
You could probably run the shower to head tail down your leg of the pants if you had to.
Or you could just cut a hole in the back of a sweatpant and, you know, just rock that bitch like you own it.
Of course that's a tail. What are you talking about?
Work it, girl.
But then you can't sit.
Do a little runway sachet right into the emergency room.
How do you even walk, though? You can't. How do you walk?
Who knows?
How do you get there in a cab? I'm going to lay on the roof.
I'm just guessing.
My stomach.
Like, I'm just guessing if you got a 6-inch shower head, complete with, you know, the shower head part, this is not his first rodeo.
No, you're right.
All right. Upon admission to the emergency room, Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research in New Delhi, the man denied that he put the shower head in there himself.
Oh, oh.
His vitals were stable, and there was no evidence of blood in his coolie. Let's see. Scans revealed.
Did he name the? Did he name someone? Did he finger the person who did it?
I guess. Well done.
Hey.
You just made the clip of the day. Yeah. Good job. Let's see. Scans revealed the 67 edema in the man's pelvis. Did not cause any internal damage. The man was put under general anesthesia while doctors removed the object.
So wait.
No serious damage had been caused, and the man was allowed home 48 hours later.
So if he didn't put that where it was, is there an answer to where it is? Can we guess?
I'm reading how this story for the first time along with you guys. Like I said, you should have let me have a segment.
Look ahead.
Proper history examination is mandatory. History often ambiguous due to incomplete, due to a high level of embarrassment, social stigma, and attached condition. The same was seen in our case, though the patient reported accidental insertion accidental shower head and denied voluntary insertion. There is a high suspicion of voluntary insertion for erotic purpose. So the doctors are like, you're full of S. You jammed this thing in there. It says here a large variety of objects have been reported, including... Mm-hmm. Bottles, cans, glass bulbs, stones, small rods, fruits, vegetables, vibrators, dildos, and toys.
That's everyday stuff right
there. You got the rest of it.
Not many people do a shower head with a tail.
Two-thirds of the patients are males in their 30s or 40s who use such objects for erotic purposes.
Is that really where the desperation sets in? Like 30s, 40s, where you're like, listen, I can't. Put it in. Well, maybe that.
No.
They don't give us his name. I wish they did, but I guess maybe.
Screw you, Brett.
Maybe they have their own HIPAA laws, I guess. They don't get his name.
But so then, like you said, JP, if this isn't his first time and he's, you know, maybe possibly done this before, at what point does he realize that he needs to go to the emergency room? Like,
when he can't pull it out.
But, I mean, if it's not his first time, he's had issues before, right?
Before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At some point,
he has system down by now.
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever get your arm caught somewhere or your finger caught somewhere, and then you can't pull it out?
Yeah.
Like, you can't get it out of there? Think of that with a shower head and your coolie.
No, I don't want
to. But if my arm or finger was caught somewhere, I'd be like, this is the 10th time I've done this. It's only the first time it got stuck.
I tell you what, if my arm was caught in my coolie, I would saw it off before I went to the hospital.
Your arm.
I would saw it off.
Who has? Can you even?
Or better yet.
Can't even do that.
Better yet, yeah. Right.
I bet you didn't go to the ER.
No.
With a tail.
How much plumbing is in this wall? This is where he's coiling up his tail.
Right.
I mean, because then you have to turn around and get a weird angle when you're pulling out the plumbing from the wall, right?
Wouldn't it be great if they just killed him and sold him for scrap metal? He had $120 worth of copper piping in there, and he was just like, you know what?
That's worth for a pound?
This dude's too stupid to keep alive. We can get $125 for...
You are addicted to Marketplace. You're instantly thinking what you can sell.
Oh, yesterday, I'm 3 for $4 now. On Marketplace.
A big day.
Three for four was a big day. I got rid of the tires yesterday, the Jeep wheels yesterday. And I got rid of the hard drive, the external hard drive that I was selling. And I got rid of, the other day, I got rid of the lacrosse throwback thing. The only thing still sitting there is the Can-Am. And I did get renewed interest in that. But here's what I noticed. All the sales came from Marketplace. I put the same items on Craigslist.
Nothing.
And nothing.
It's not 1995 anymore.
All eyes are on Facebook.
You got to do Marketplace. What my question is how did you discover it? Because this has been around for a while. And do you do general Marketplace or do you do certain areas in Long Island?
All of it. Like, because Marketplace led to buy, sell Long Island.
But
I very rarely check out. But on my Facebook app on my phone... It's got a button on the bottom for Marketplace.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to try at least also look at your local and put them up for sale locally.
Because
a lot of people, they tend to go a little bit closer, so I don't have to worry about picking up
somewhere
else.
But I sold 3 out of 4. Nice. The other thing is a very high ticket item. So my guess is if it's going to sell, it'll sell closer to hunting season. But like I said, I got renewed interest. Yeah, this Facebook mobile. You know what I was thinking about yesterday after the dude came to pick up the tires? Will this Facebook Marketplace, or at least can it, get rid of garage sales?
As each person finds out about it, how would you ever throw stuff out in your yard instead of doing this?
Think about it. I'm going to spend a weekend in my driveway, or I could just take everything that's on, everything that I know would sell at a garage sale. And you can sell it more than $1.50,
right.
And you don't have to deal with somebody. You're selling a book for 50 cents, I'll give you a quarter. You're a dick. No. You can't have it for a quarter. How about that? And get out of my driveway.
See, that's the problem, though.
25 cents.
That's where the problem, though. It has replaced whatchamacallit, garage sales, pretty much.
Not here.
The problem is, some people list stuff and they ask way too much. It's a garage sale online. It's still a garage sale, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's stuff that they're also selling bigger ticket items. Like you're not seeing boats for sale at garage sales.
People are selling
shoes that haven't been worn, slightly used pocketbooks, and that kind of stuff.
That's where I bought my coffee. Remember you guys mocked me about a year or so ago when I bought my new coffee table and end tables? And I was like, it was $40 for both. And they're new, like you said, new, nice, nothing wrong with them whatsoever at all. I just had to go pick them up, and that was a little sketchy at first. But, I mean, they got nice stuff if you look.
Yeah, you just had to bang JR and his buddy for that one? To come and
you know what?
Over and, what?
I am woman, hear me roar. I took my little hopesters and packed her full with the table and the end table, and I did it all my damn self.
You're what?
Look at you. The car is
called Hope. Right, the hopesters.
Yeah.
I need no man.
It's a car.
I don't need no man. What's a man got to do with me?
Oh, no. No, you don't.
Yeah, I did it. Steve on line one. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show. Glad there wasn't a fire.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, did they mention the brand or model number of the shower head? Was that a Moen or a Delta?
It does not. Unfortunately, it does not tell us.
Boy. So many facts missing.
I'm curious. So what, you guys had a part number by any chance?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll try to get that for you, Steve.
Because let's
hey,
think
Monica.
About.
Is Monica still there?
Yeah, Steve. What's up?
Monica, have you ever done a condor with three shower heads?
That's something to look into, actually. That is something to look into, Steve. I appreciate that.
You're a dirty whore, Monica.
Oh, just, Steve, did you call me a dirty whore before? Oh.
Somebody likes to talk dirty.
God bless you.
I'll choke on it.
Right. Here's the thing. Let's go back to this whole guy with the shower head thing. You're in a shower.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no lube you can use that's going to stay lubey in a shower.
Well, wouldn't you just bring it in with him?
Just because it's wet doesn't mean it's going to slide in easy.
They have silicone
based. No, I mean, wouldn't he bring lube in with him?
Right, but a lube won't stay lubey once the water hits it.
Oh,
well,
really?
They have stuff that you use in the water, like in a pool and stuff.
Yeah, oil base, I guess. Or,
yeah.
Water rolls right off Vaseline. No problem.
Monica, do you use your shower head?
No, that's never done it. I got to be honest with you. I don't like baths and lying in there and bubbles. And what are you doing? Just clean yourself and get out. I'm like,
yeah, but even if
you are 20% dude, but even you really are.
Even if you're in the shower, it's just lift a leg up and go out.
No, I just there's better ways.
It's not for everybody. I'm just wondering if you were one of those women who like to use the shower head. That's all.
Nah, I like my shower head a lot, like for showering. Mm. but
oddly
I know people, I don't know, what are you doing in there? Wine and books, get out. What are you still doing in there?
Wine and books and a shower head?
Yeah, you know what it's called? For a lot of people, it's called relaxing.
Relaxing is what happens afterwards. You just do your business and then sleep.
I'm talking about books and a glass of wine kind of thing. I don't have the patience. I tried taking one the other day, especially because we got that new tub with the thing that...
taking a bath?
That shake, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in there for 5 minutes and I got to get out of here.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get out of here. I'm like, what am I doing?
I don't know.
We have one that's a waste of space in our bathroom. It really is.
Did you?
They say it's a dust collector. They're not kidding. That's all it does.
It's like a deep tub. Well, yep. No, Nicole uses it all the time. So for us, it's not a waste of space.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm in there for 5 minutes and I start shaking my legs. I'm like, all right, what am I doing?
Did you have candles and music?
No.
Dido?
No. I had music.
Well, no,
I had music
doing it right.
And Nicole was like, how are you supposed to relax with that crap? I was probably listening to Seven Dust or
She's
something.
Probably correct. Yeah. You got to put on some Yacht Rock.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Yacht Rock, some bath bubbles or those oil bubble all things you put in there.
Bath bombs.
Yeah, a couple candles.
There it is.
I know Susan has a little pillow that suctions right to the back of the tub so you can just like lay there, relax. She's got candles and a glass of wine.
Little Dido was working.
Who's so this?
This is Dido?
Yeah.
I have a vagina.
Right.
See? Brett was there live.
The bathtub could work in the right situation.
My nipples are always hard. It's not as big as it used to be.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm getting relaxed. But
I
will go down
with this. I toss your salad.
How many people are in this tub?
I think I've done it both ways.
Oh, well, you know, we're not here to judge.
I love pegging. Wait a minute.
What are you doing there?
In this?
I don't
know. Now I'm in the tub?
Roger, showed up.
Damn.
I'll choke on it.
Well,
no, I'm leaving.
put it in.
Oh, no.
That's quite a tub scene right there. That was way above PG. My goodness. It's all right. Well, there's the story of the Indian guy, Roger JP, on the bone. Oh, my friends have faces made to make you cry. I've seen this and what I've done to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.